A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, what role does technology have to play in helping companies optimize their most expensive asset, people? And has the HR space been slow to adopt tech? And how can people analytics help to reduce employee turnover rates? We're going to find out from Dorothy Yu, who's COO and co-founder of Engage Rocket. Dorothy, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So briefly tell us how Engage Rocket works.
Yeah, sure. So we are people proprietary people analytics software. So our clients basically use our software to collect and analyze employee feedback in real time. So if you're new to, you know, employee surveys, our software actually comes with validated workplace questions that you can use. But if you're more experienced, then you can also customize your own questions. For the employee, the experience of providing the feedback is also pretty seamless because you can actually provide feedback either using your mobile phone or any tablet devices. But I think the main value add that we provide for our clients is really the analytics behind the data that's being collected. So we provide insights not just in terms of where the problem area lies within your organization, but also areas where you can draw up best practices so that we can then help HR leaders and people managers to use these insights to in turn help the employees perform and grow with the company.
Why, though, did you decide to do this? So the impetus for Engage Rocket.
Yeah, so my co-founder and I were previously the regional management for a US-based HR consulting firm. So during those years, we were working with many companies and we basically uncovered three findings. So the first is that people management remains as the top issue that a lot of companies face today. And it is a challenge because many of the important people management decisions were still made based off gut feel. And that always often leads to very inconsistent results.
When you're talking about hiring and firing type decisions.
Yeah, or even, you know, where should I, whether I should promote you, you know, how should
give
I
you
develop
more money,
you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then secondly, globally, according to a research from Gallup, 85% of the employees are actually disengaged or actively disengaged. What this means is, you know, if you look around you in the workforce, in the workplace, likelihood is that 8 out of 10 of your colleagues are either what we call zombie workers, so they just clock in and clock out, or they're actually actively looking for their next opportunity. So that's not great news, right? And the third finding
looking for opportunities outside of this particular work.
Okay. Correct. Mm. And then the third finding is that we found that the consulting model was very efficient when it comes to very targeted intervention. But if you want to deliver organizational-wide change, it's often less scalable and definitely more cost prohibitive. So in 2016...
Explain the consultation method where you might sit down one-on-one,
correct,
a manager with an employee. Okay.
Yeah. So the whole business model is basically...
That's time-consuming, that's why.
Yeah, the business model is based on consulting hours, right?
Yeah.
So you go by the hour, it's time-consuming and it's just less scalable when you want to do an organizational-wide change. So in 2016, my co-founder and I decided to start Engage Rocket to make people analytics more accessible to a wider range of companies and to give them the opportunity to use a data-driven approach when it comes to managing their biggest asset, which is the people.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. When you say surveys, and we've all been through them, it'll be sent to us by HR, click this, this, that, and the other. It won't take more than 15 minutes, they claim. How can you ensure the veracity of it, that people are telling the truth? Because I got to be honest, when I've gotten them before, I just click the middle ground.
Yeah.
You know, don't say too bad things or don't say too great things.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And we address this question with a lot of our clients. So it is best practice within this type of employee surveys to ensure confidentiality of the responses.
Yeah. Even when they say that, I think... Anecdotally, me and my colleagues have really just stuck to the middle ground.
Correct. So one of the things that we do at Engage Rocket is this thing called confidentiality threshold. So number one, we only report aggregated results. So we don't report individual results. Even if the CEO asks us to, we don't do that. And basically, if you look at the aggregated results, if it falls below the confidentiality threshold, so you don't have sufficient responses, we don't report it at all. Secondly, we also work with clients. It's basically good habit to use a third-party software because then you distance the HR you know, department who's running the survey from the employees' feedback. And we work a lot with our clients in terms of crafting the right communication plan. So you make sure that you are telling employees very early on, what is the purpose of this survey? How is it being done? What will we use your results for? And most importantly, we always see that, you know, companies who gain success in running such surveys always act on the results. So you prove to the employees over time that your feedback to us is used in a positive manner and it's not, you know, for witch hunting or anything like that.
I got to tell you though, Dorothy, and I've heard my colleagues say this as well, it's just lip service what they're doing, lip service in inverted commas, what the company's doing. They've sent us this survey, but they're really not going to act on it. So what's the point? And then hence the I will take the middle ground type of approach to the survey.
Yeah, definitely. I think this points back to what I mentioned just now when, you know, employees see a lack of action post-survey. So it just goes into a black hole. So what's the point that I'm giving you my feedback? You know, taking the time out from my day, you know, I'm already very busy and I'm doing the survey. So
busy looking for other opportunities.
So definitely, I think companies need to really step up the effort in terms of the action behind just the measurements, because measurement is just the beginning. It's really the intervention and how are you going to take the results and act on it that's more important.
Are you seeing, though, a trend of people using this people analytics?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, for a long time, people analytics as a discipline has been considered as a niche, more like a good to have but not a must have for most companies. And even when such analytics are being done in the companies, it's used to justify the cost that is spent within HR, but less so to inform business decision.
So is it a high cost? Has it come down?
Definitely, with the, you know, with technology readily available, the cost is definitely lower nowadays. And what we want to do is basically really equip companies to see that it's not that difficult to move into the space of people analytics, right? You know, marketing, sales, procurement, other functions, they have been long been providing evidence-based information. And increasingly, we are seeing leaders of company asking HR to do the same thing. So they're not asking HR, what do you think? But instead, they're asking HR, what do you know? So more advanced companies like the Googles of the world, you know, Facebook, PayPal, they already have an entire department dedicated to just people analytics. So it's definitely a trend that we're seeing where HR as a function is being elevated to be more strategic. And I think part of the catalyst is really the education around collecting, analyzing and applying the right type of data.
I suppose some naysayers might feel as though the whole function of HR is a people-to-people thing. If you're going to slap in too much software and tech and all that, it becomes really impersonal.
Yeah. So let me give you maybe two relatable examples, right? So from a manager's perspective, you know, yeah, it's people-to-people. But as a manager, if I come into the office and I see a very disgruntled employee, and I wouldn't know whether is it because I'm pushing him or her too hard or is it because I'm not pushing him or her hard enough, right? It's the guessing game that leads to very inconsistent results. And then another example is if you're a HR department and you're allocated a certain budget, do you, you know, use it for free lunches? Do you release it as cash bonuses, or do you use it to maybe raise the medical welfare for employees? Which one will give you the highest ROI? Without the right data, it's actually very difficult to make such decision. And I think that is why, you know, HR struggle to justify some of the investments that they have been making, because they, in the first place, they are not making the decision being equipped with the correct data.
Do you think, though, Dorothy, it was fair for me to say earlier on that the HR space has been slow to adopt tech?
I do think so. I think for this part of the world especially, we're a bit slower in terms of adopting tech, data, compared to, let's say, the States or in Europe. The focus on talent, I think in traditionally Asian context, it's just more hierarchical, right? So I think another pushing factor is, you know, with the influx of international companies sort of bringing the best practices to local context as well. So that has also helped in terms of raising the awareness in terms of using people analytics within the company.
Yeah. Are there tangible results one can see having used Engaged Rocket, having gotten the data about how employees feel, and then a company actually doing something about it? Because no point, you know, you have the data, but you...
Yeah, so let me just give you an example of one of the clients that we're working with. So they are growing exponentially, not just in terms of revenue, but also in headcount. So one of their biggest concern is actually helping their employees navigate through this high growth environment. And if you think about it, for other companies, it's sort of similar because it's change management, right? So what they have started doing is they used Engage Rocket to run pulse surveys. What are pulse surveys? They are essentially small, bite-sized, regular surveys that companies use to keep a pulse on employee sentiment.
Bite-sized is what? 10 questions?
So we always recommend less than 30, but the most common one we see is between 10 to 20. And you can finish it within a minute and or two, right? So it's easier and less, it won't create what you call a survey fatigue. So they've been running this since the beginning of 2017.
For it to be quick, the questions are very specific?
Yes, correct.
So definitely. No need for typing in, for example?
You often tell companies to limit it to just, one and maximum three open-ended questions, because open-ended questions just takes time, right?
Yeah.
So you want it to be quick, in and out, and you're done. So 2018 alone, we actually saw that their eNPS score, which is Employee Net Promoter Score, that is a proxy to measure employee loyalty, has actually quadrupled in this year alone. Even though the company was going through a lot of changes, right? They were expanding really, really at a very fast speed. What this means for the company is that the employees are actually getting more and more loyal, and that directly translates to higher productivity, greater retention, better quality, better service for the company.
So it sounds like that company, having done the survey, I don't really need to do anything.
They've done the survey and they have consistently acted on the results. So they are always finding out, where are the areas of concern? Let me address it. So in turn, the employees actually feel like, okay, my voice is being heard. And this is seen from their participation rate as well. It's consistently above 90%.
What's the response rate been so far for Engage Rocket, Dorothy? Is it more sort of startups and newer companies that use you?
Yeah.
The traditional larger boys, maybe stay away?
Yeah, so we've seen a wide range. We even have a construction company that was actually one of our clients. But Engage Rocket primarily serve companies between 200 to 5,000 employee size, what we call mid-sized companies. When you're too big, then I think the organization structure gets a bit more complex. So you might need more targeted solutions.
And across then, industries as well?
Yeah, yep. And it's across industries.
Okay.
Yeah, we are very happy so far. Been very supportive. A lot of our clients have been very supportive with our growth. Yes.
So word of mouth obviously is the best way, right? Because I was going to ask you, outreach and awareness, how are you getting people to know that this is what you do and this can help?
I think a lot of our clients came by referral, so we are very thankful for that. But most of the time, we are appearing at events and we also have our own internal team doing outbound efforts as well.
Yeah. Do you think it's a neglected aspect? Mm. How happy are my people?
Let's put it this way. I think there definitely is a rising awareness in terms of using data to look at how people are feeling in terms of just, stick my finger in the air and I'm just guessing how the sentiments are.
Yeah.
I definitely do feel like there's still a lot of room in terms of maturity and growth in using this type of data. And at the same time, Engage Rocket is also trying to support companies in terms of going through this journey in adopting people analytics within the company.
Expansion plans. Where to next?
We are very excited because we have big plans for the future, but I think that's the same for all startups. But in the nearer future, our vision is to create better workplaces with people analytics. So in the next 2 to 3 years, we do hope to touch more companies in a wider region in Asia. But more than that, we are very excited about deepening the sophistication of the analytics that we provide our clients. So right now, it's just more descriptive and diagnostic analytics, but we want to push the boundaries into more uncharted territory of predictive and prescriptive analytics, which really is the future of HR. We are already funded twice. So we had one round of funding last year by angels.
And that's very encouraging.
Yeah. And this time we actually are funded by VCs as well. And I think if you look at the HR tech landscape, the investments are actually exponentially growing in terms of money being invested within HR tech companies.
So people are really becoming more aware that this is something
yes,
that could help in terms
certainly.
Of course, our most expensive asset. We were talking about the people.
Yes.
Dorothy Yu is COO and co-founder at Engage Rocket. Find them at engagerocket.co. Dorothy, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.